From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. French voters chose two radically different candidates in Sunday's first-round presidential election. Former French economy minister and banker Emmanuel Macron and National Front leader Marine Le Pen emerged as the two top vote-getters. And Monash University analyst Ben Wellings tells VOA, with Macron ahead in the polls, this is a good outcome for democratic and anti-authoritarian politics.
It's a good outcome for the European Union, and it's a good outcome for the liberal order worldwide, I think. It's not unexpected, although it is a bit of a relief that Macron has come first. We were always anticipating that Marine Le Pen would do well in this first round of the French presidential election with this two-round voting system. Some people were wondering whether she would come first outright and maybe Macron would come in second. But if Macron has come in first, even at the first round of voting, that suggests that Marine Le Pen has an uphill struggle.
And the two will face off in the decisive second round, May 7th. Chinese President Xi Jinping Monday urged restraint toward North Korea during a phone conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump. It's her second since their Florida summit earlier this month. State television news anchor said that Xi stressed China's opposition to violations of U.N. Security Council resolutions and hopes all sides will exercise restraint and avoid doing anything to worsen the tense situation on the Korean Peninsula. President Donald Trump also made a separate telephone call to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. That 30-minute call was meant to increase pressure on Pyongyang not to engage in further provocative actions, was not prompted by any significant change in the situation. Abe also said he and Mr. Trump agreed that a larger role in dealing with Pyongyang should be played by China.